Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. In my conversation on Wednesday with artist Elaine Kelly, she talked about how she spent years showing and selling her art at outdoor art shows. Outdoor art shows are usually held over a weekend, and the artist sets up a 10 by 10 foot white tent and tables to display their work. This can be a very lucrative show for many artists, and they may sell hundreds or thousands of dollars of their art over a weekend. Some artists even relocate to Florida for the winter months and travel to a different show every single weekend. Outdoor shows may be their primary source of income, and they may have the setup and sales so organized, but it's also a lot of work. So listen to this episode so that you can decide if an outdoor show is right for you and your business. First of all, let me tell you all about these types of shows. When I say they're outdoors, most of them are, but some are indoors. The outdoor shows can be held at amphitheaters, in downtown areas, sometimes with the streets blocked off, and at parks or parking lots. Usually you must provide your own 10 by 10 foot tent, and almost always they require them to be white. An artist's tent is different than the type of pop-up tents that people bring to their kids' soccer matches. An artist's tent must also have sides to it, so that the entire tent can be closed up overnight. The sides will zip up or close with Velcro or clips. Tents also must be weighted down. I've seen a tent fly away in the blink of an eye. I really have. So this is a step that should not be missed. Some artists fill 10-gallon buckets with water and tie those to the tent. Some of them use buckets or jugs filled with concrete, and some tie down with gym weights. I've found that the small round weights that fit around the leg of the tent usually aren't heavy enough. So don't skimp on the weights, because if your tent flies, you may also damage or completely destroy some of your art. You also must provide your own displays for your art. You'll definitely want a table and a chair at the very least, especially when you're making a sale and doing paperwork. You also could bring shelving, wire racks to hang paintings, or glass cases for jewelry. You'll want to work all of this out ahead of time. Please note that when you apply for a show, they'll often want you to send a photo of how your tent will be set up. So you'll want to completely try out everything ahead of time to make sure it works. Once you've done your first show, you'll have plenty of photos for the future shows. Some shows are indoors, like in community centers or expo centers. If that's the case, a tent won't be required. They may even provide the tables and chairs, but you can also bring in shelves and racks. Think about how to make your display look nice by using tablecloths, fabric backdrops, lighting if you think you'll need that, and large signage with your name or your shop name. You'll also want to evaluate if you can handle a large show. A two-day show means you'll want to bring a lot of inventory. An indoor show is a great way to try out your first show because you don't have to bring and set up a tent, but you'll still have all your artwork to bring, all the supplies you'll need to make sales, and you'll need to be able to stay at the show for many hours a day. These big shows aren't for everyone, so only you can evaluate if you have the stamina for the long hours, the strength to set up everything, and of course the vehicle large enough to transport everything to the location. The best way to find show opportunities is by connecting with your local arts groups. Often the groups will have one large outdoor show a year, and maybe a couple of smaller ones indoors. The arts groups are also very helpful when it's your first time, and you can talk to other members to see how they set up their booths. I've been involved with a group that used a tent rental service, and for an additional fee, they ordered the tent and the company set it up and took it down for you. That, of course, will be more expensive, but it's a great way to do your first one and see if you like it enough to invest in your own tent. You can also find outdoor shows by checking out some of the national show websites, like artfestival.com, which is run by Howard Allen Events. I'll list some links to show websites on the show notes of this episode. When looking for art shows, you'll need to start looking 6 to 9 months before the date of the show. The deadlines for the applications are often a few months ahead. You'll also want to give yourself enough time to make enough inventory for the show. The applications for the shows will be found on the websites, and they're usually just a couple pages long. They will require photos of your artwork and often photos of your booth. Don't submit photos of things you may not take to the show. You really want the photos to indicate what you will be bringing and selling in your booth. If your artwork will be sold framed, the photo should include the artwork with the frames. You also need to follow the guidelines of what is allowed at the show. If the show is fine art, then be sure you understand what they mean by fine art. The definitions of art and craft vary by area, so be sure you know what they mean. For example, beautiful stringed jewelry may be considered a craft by some, and only the precious metal and gem jewelry is considered fine art. They also may specify that everything should be artist-made, so don't try to get away with a booth that has wonderful art, but you've imported everything from artisans elsewhere. Also, be sure to follow the guidelines for appropriateness. If the show is part of a family festival, they may have rules against nudes or political artwork. Don't waste your time applying for a show if your artwork is not a good fit, because there's always an application fee and you don't want to waste your money. So speaking of money, let's talk about how much these shows cost. There will be a fee to apply. Then once you're accepted in the show, there will be a booth fee. Depending on the size and popularity of the show, the booth fees can be many hundreds of dollars. But that's where the organizer makes their money, because they usually don't ask for a percentage of your sales. So you want to make sure that the potential is there for you to make a lot of money, including covering your fees and your travel costs. The cost of your tent and displays will theoretically be made back over many shows, but if you think you're only going to do the one show, you might want to just borrow a tent from a friend and not invest in one for yourself. Okay, so let's say you've been accepted to a show. How do you prepare for it? Number one is you make art, and you make lots of it. You want to make sure you have enough art to fill your booth, but don't make it look too busy, and you have to have art to replace when you've sold a piece. Then you need to start making yourself some lists. Believe me, there are tons of things you need to have and bring for a show, and you don't want to forget anything. So let's talk about the lists that you need to make. Number one, how will you transport all your art? What will you pack it in? Make a list of things you'll need, like covered bins, protection for the art so it won't break in transport, and if you'll need to borrow a bigger vehicle. The vehicle will also need to be large enough to carry your tent, your tables, tablecloths, chairs, and display pieces. Number two, speaking of that, make a list of all the display pieces you need, including the weights for the tent. Set up your whole tent once to make sure it all works together and you haven't forgotten anything. If this is your first show, you'll need to have done that earlier for the application photo anyway. Number three, make a folder with all your show information. Your acceptance letter, the address and directions of how to get to the show, a map of where your booth will be located at the show, signage for your booth, and a sketch of how you will set up your booth. You'll also want to bring business cards, flyers if you teach local classes, and an email sign-up sheet. Number four, now you need to figure out how you'll make a sale. Can you make credit card purchases through your phone? Will you take cash? You'll need a list of everything you need for that. Price list, price tags, phone or tablet, receipts, pens, credit card reader, cash box or pouch, bags for sold items, paper or bubble wrap for the sold items, business cards or postcards to put in the bags, and flyers with upcoming events. Number five, now think about how you will pass the time during the many hours in your booth. Can you make some art while you're there? If so, what should you bring? Art supplies, easel, water, rags. You'll also want to bring plenty of water, drinks, and food for yourself, and maybe a hat, sunscreen, sunglasses. Number six, a two-day show is often 8 full hours per day, so you'll want to get a friend or family member to join you for a bit, definitely so you can take bathroom breaks and get up and walk around. Some large shows have booth sitters who will man your booth when you have to get up, but you can't count on them to make a sale while you're gone like a friend would. And number seven, you'll also want to bring miscellaneous supplies for whatever might happen during the day. Be prepared for a gust of wind that may snap a tent frame, and bring duct tape, rope, string, or a rain shower that might get into your tent. If the rain comes, you'll want to quickly put your tent walls down. But you'll also want to bring trash bags you can throw your sales supplies in, or good Rubbermaid bins. Plastic tablecloths work great also to just throw over your tables full of art. And bring things so you can dry up after the rain, like towels and paper towels. The bottom line is, you want to be prepared, and you want to look professional. Even if it's a hot day, don't dress like you're going to the beach. Engage with your customers, but don't overcrowd them. Welcome them when they walk up to your booth. With a nicely put together booth and artwork that is well displayed, the potential is there for a ton of sales. Give it your best shot and see if selling at art fairs is for you. If you have any specific questions about art shows, send me an email. I've run a few of them and shown my jewelry at them too, so I've seen a lot of what is out there. My email is sredmond75@comcast.net. That's sredmond75@comcast.net. You can also find my email on my website. If you'd like to find out more about the artists that I interview, I've got show notes for every episode on my website, which is suzannredmond.com. That is spelled S-U-Z-A-N-N-E-R-E-D-M-O-N-D. The show notes include photos of the artist's artwork and links to their websites and social media. The music on my podcast comes from the group Squire Tuck. The artists that I interview are artists I've met or I've admired their artwork for a long time. Thank you for listening. I'm Suzanne Redmond, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast.